课堂听 class.com。
Passages. Passage 1. Images taken by Landsat 7, a government satellite, from outer space now shows us how much land has changed on Earth. The satellites, having been used for 27 years, reveal the clear cutting of forests in the northwestern part of the United States. Pictures show the loss of rainforests in South America.Satellites have provided other information about changes on Earth. In the past 10 years, more than 4 miles have shrunk from glaciers in Alaska. Landsat 7 received these computer images of Glacier Bay in Alaska. Hurricanes Floyd and Irene have damaged the coastline in North Carolina. Runoff from farms and silt have gone into the ocean according to satellite images. Losses of trees and forests have caused hotter summers in southern cities such as Atlanta, Georgia. The Landsat 7 images are like pictures in a photo album. Instead of pictures of the family, the album shows changes around the globe in the past 25 years. A new satellite, Terra,is going to be launched by NASA soon. It will be more advanced than Landsat 7 and will take important global pictures. Ocean temperatures and energy loss will be provided by Terra daily.
Passage 2. Current advances in home automationoffer homeowners comfort, convenience, security, and energy savings. Take security, for example. If there is a fire, an automated house will detect it, turn off the gas, turn on the lights, unlock the doors, set off an alarm, and call the fire department. With Home Manager, one of several automation systems being sold on the market, you can warm up the master bedroom,kitchen and bathroom in the morning before the alarm goes off, or you can program it to keep your children's room at a constant temperature. The increase of working couples and single people living alone means there's less time for an interest in menial tasks. Why not automate these tasks whenever possible? Home control systems offer a lot of conveniences. First of all,you can program your house to do certain things at different times of the day or for different scenarios. In addition, home automation offers tremendous lifestyle improvements for elderly and disabled people. For those who cannot push a button or flip a switch, a voice command can be used to activate security cameras, turn up the stereo volume, or drop the room temperature a few degrees.The click of remote control could turn on the oven, close the blinds, or open the door.
Passage 3. Parkinson disease, usually developing after the age of 65, is a brain disorder with the symptoms of shaking, slowed movement, and muscle stiffness.Other symptoms include depression and reduced mental ability. With Parkinson's disease, nerve cells die in the middle of the brain, called the substantia nigra, a Latin name for black substance. The dead nerve cells are neurons which produce the chemical dopamine, carrying signals to the part of the brain that controls movement and balance.Dopamine is also linked to pleasure and reward centers in the brain. Parkinson's disease is cureless. Mostly, it is treated with drugs called dopamine agonists, which are designed to control the movement problems so as to increase the amount of dopamine in the brain. Yet scientists have found a new sort of Parkinson's drugs with strange effects. For example, some people who had little or no history of interest in games of chance develop uncontrollable urges to gamble. Others have had an increased desire for sex, food, and alcohol.
Passage 4. 3 summers ago, a young boy named Robert from the Harlem area of New York City found a special second home. He traveled away from the city to live with a Loeber family in New York State, spending the summer playing with other children, swimming, and sailing a boat. Today, Robert continues to visit the Loebers, who consider him a part of their family. This special visit was made possible by an organization called the Fresh Air Fund, started in 1877 when New York City was overwhelmed with the disease tuberculosis. Many children lived in crowded apartments. This accelerated the spread of the disease, so getting these children fresh air in the country was seen as a solution for this problem. Today, the Fresh Air Fund still helps children from low-income communities in New York experience life in the country with a host family. These children enjoy a free holiday and take part in activities they would not normally experience in the city. More than 65% of children who visit a host family are invited back the next year. In this way, the children and families often maintain their friendships. Since it began, the Fresh Air Fund has provided free summer holidays to more than 1,700,000 children from low-income communities. More than 10,000 New York City children enjoy Fresh Air Fund programs every year.
Passage 5. What science fiction once told of remote worlds is now fact. Astronomers have found another solar system like ours. The solar system found in the group of stars called Andromeda is one or more planets that circle around a star such as our sun. This solar system is indeed a full-fledged system of planets around the star Upsilon Andromeda. It appears to have 3 planets, one close in, one at a middle distance, and one farther out. The inner planet goes around every 4.6 days, the middle every 242 days, and the outer planet goes around every 3.5 to 4 years. The star is slightly larger than our sun. The planets are huge, like our Jupiter. The solar system is 44 light-years away, which means it would take light from that sun 44 years to reach Earth. Even though this seems far away, in outer space it is close. The sun of that solar system is so near and bright that it can be seen by the naked eye during summer and fall. For 12 years, the astronomers searched for suns with planets like ours. And then starting 3.5 years ago, they began finding for the first time planets singly, one planet here, around one star. The star moves unsteadily around due to the gravity of the planet. We don't know whether they can support life. Present technology is not advanced enough to determine the component of the planets. That is astronomy's next challenge.
Passage 6. People all over the world today are beginning to hear and learn more and more about the problem of pollution. Pollution is caused either by man's release of completely new and often artificial substances into the environment, or by releasing greatly increased amounts of a natural substance, such as oil from oil tankers into the sea. Many of these waste products can be prevented or disposed of sensibly, but clearly, while more and more new and complex goods are produced, there will be new dangerous wastes to be disposed of. For example, the waste products from nuclear power stations. Many people, therefore, see pollution as only part of a larger and more complex problem. That is, the whole process of industrial production and consumption of goods. Others again see the problem mainly in connection with agriculture, where new methods are helping farmers grow more and more on their land to feed our ever-increasing populations. Whatever its underlying reasons, there is no doubt that much of the pollution could be controlled if only companies, individuals, and governments would make more efforts. Pollution and waste combine to be a problem everyone can help to solve by cutting out unnecessary buying, excess consumption, and careless disposal of the products we use in our daily lives.
Passage 7. On March 26, 2000, the King Dome in Seattle was taken down to make room for a new stadium. The blast from the falling King Dome caused the earth to shake as if an earthquake had happened. Scientists set more than 200 seismic recorders in the earth to measure the movement. They found which parts of the city shook the most. This information helped them predict which parts of the city would be damaged in a real earthquake. On February 28, 2001, the real thing happened. The Nisqually earthquake, which was 6.8 on the Richter scale, damaged the same parts of Seattle that scientists had predicted from the King Dome blast. Being a slab quake, the earthquake started deep in the earth, 37 miles below the surface on the Juan de Fuca plate. Scientists have perceived that deep earthquakes have very few aftershocks. The Nisqually earthquake had only 4. Another earthquake in California that was close to the surface had over 120 aftershocks. Scientists do not know why the deep earthquakes have fewer aftershocks. Scientists plan to set off explosives in the ground near Seattle aimed at the slab plate. The shock waves from the blast will bounce off the slab and give them an idea of where the plate is and how it is moving. This will give them more information in case another real earthquake hits the area.
Passage 8. To work in an international organization such as the United Nations, or UN, or the European Commission, you need to be accredited by one of the various international translators or interpreters associations. To achieve this, you must undergo rigorous and lengthy training either at an accrediting organization's own school or on a postgraduate course at university. But a qualification in languages is not the only route into the job. At the European Commission, for example, a recent intake of trainee interpreters included several with degrees in subjects like economics, linguistics, philosophy, law, and, of course, languages. To become a successful interpreter, candidates need to be at a high level in between 3 and 5 languages. However, irrespective of how many languages they speak, they will only be required to translate from their acquired languages into their mother tongue. Most important is their ability to manipulate their own language. With this skill and a lot of practice, they will be able to clearly communicate information or messages which have been expressed in a very different way in another language. Yet while interpreters may be seldom noticed, they are always looking carefully at the people for whom they are interpreting. In particular, they are looking at the body language of the speaker, because they must also use this information when they translate what he or she said.
Passage 9. All parents want their child to perform well in school. However, three new studies published this month in the Archives of Pediatric and Adolescent Medicine suggest this may not happen if the child watches too much television. Researchers at Stanford University in California and Johns Hopkins University in Maryland carried out one study in which the test scores of 350 students at about 8 years old were examined. More than 70% of these students reported having a television in their sleeping room. These students performed between 7 and 9 points lower on math, reading, and language tests than students without televisions in their rooms. Scientists at the University of Washington carried out the second study. The test of about 1,800 students indicated that too much television before age 3 was linked to lower reading skills by age 6. The study also found that 6- and 7-year-old children had poorer short-term memory if they had watched a lot of television in their earliest years. However, children who watch TV after age 3 seem to be better able to sound out and say words. Researchers at the University of Otago in New Zealand did the third study. They followed more than 1,000 people born around 1972 and found that those who watched the most television between the ages 5 and 15 were the least likely to finish high school and college by age 26. But a critical report argued that the studies measured only the time children spent watching television, but not what programs they watched. The research has shown that quality educational programs can help children learn.
Passage 10. In the United States, a person who is desirous to do research and teach at a college or university usually possesses a doctorate, the highest degree. But sometimes a school may offer positions to those who have not yet finished their doctorate. Such a person would be called an instructor until the degree has been completed. After that, the instructor could become an assistant professor who does not have tenure. Appointments to persons with tenure are permanent. University teachers and researchers who are employed with the understanding that they will seek tenure are said to be on a tenure track. Assistant professor, the first job on this path, generally have 5 to 7 years to gain tenure, during which other faculty members study the person's work. If tenure is denied, the person usually has a year to find another job. An assistant professor who receives tenure becomes an associate professor, then may later be appointed a full professor. Assistant, associate, and full professors at American universities perform such duties as teaching classes, advising students, and carrying out research that is published. They also serve on university committees and take part in other activities.
Passage 11. Some American children get a private education paid for with public money. School choice programs allow parents, to move their child out of a failing public school. The parents can choose a private school and pay for it with a government payment voucher. It was 50 years ago when the economist Milton Friedman proposed a voucher system to improve American education. Today, about 36,000 students are served by vouchers. The programs are in the city of Washington, D.C., and three of the 50 states, Florida, Ohio, and Wisconsin. The number of students will grow with 14,000 new vouchers just approved by lawmakers in Ohio. And Utah will offer a voucher program for disabled students. A few states offer tax credits or other forms of support to help parents pay for private schools. One objection to vouchers has to do with the fact that most private schools are religious. The Constitution separates government and religion. Voucher critics argue that the use of public money for religious schools is unconstitutional. Opponents of vouchers suggest public schools should get more money so all children can attend good schools near their home. Yet some people think all families should be offered vouchers, not just poor ones. Milton Friedman and his wife started the Milton and Rose D. Friedman Foundation to work for school choice with the goal to improve, through competition, the quality of education for all. Milton Friedman had his 93rd birthday on Sunday. The Nobel Prize-winning economist has been talking to reporters about the 50th anniversary of his proposal. Mr. Friedman told Education Week that he thinks 50 years from now, all students will be served by school vouchers.
Passage 12. 5 million people are unemployed in Germany, according to the latest official statistics. But the government says economic reforms implemented last month will bring the numbers down. Unemployment is a deeply sensitive political issue for Chancellor Gerhard Schröder. Back in 1998, he was elected for his first term on a promise that the jobless count would be brought down to 3.5 million. He failed to deliver on that, and now the official unemployment figure is about 5 million. And to make matters worse, the official figures may greatly understate the real extent of the problem. Once those on government training schemes and the like are included in the actual number of people looking for work, could be as high as 9 million. But despite the latest unemployment figures, there are some recent signs of economic improvement in what is still by far Europe's largest economy. Consumers are spending more in the shops, a sign they're more confident about the future. Meanwhile, businesses are more optimistic than they were a couple of years ago. Welfare benefits have been hacked back. Companies have been reorganized to cut costs. It's been a painful process, but economists say it's beginning to produce results. The German economy is growing again, though slowly, and is seen as one of the more robust in the European Union.
Passage 13. The International Student Exchange Program was started in 1979. 260 schools in the United States and 35 other countries are members of the program. More than 24,000 students have taken part. Students can study for up to 1 year in the United States or any of the other countries involved. Students do not have to go through the usual application process to get into a school, and they pay only what they would have to pay for a term at their own school at home. To take part in the ISEP program, students must attend a member college or university. Each school has an ISEP coordinator who helps students apply to the ISEP office in Washington, D.C. To be accepted, students must have good grades. They must also provide TOEFL scores. Students are asked to list up to 10 choices of American schools they would like to attend. Officials at the ISEP office then place students in the openings offered in colleges and universities. Students who want to study in a foreign country generally do so during their third or fourth year of college. Students are advised to begin preparations at least 1 year before they want to experience the program. Applications must be sent to Washington by February of each year. The students accepted can then begin their year in the United States in September.
Passage 14. In an historic step, China has become the third nation to successfully send a man into space. This has come more than 40 years after the former Soviet Union launched the first manned spacecraft. Half an hour after the spacecraft blasted off, China's state television showed the filmed pictures of the launch, the rocket climbing slowly into the clear blue sky. Although it was filmed from a distance, the roar as it thrust upwards was clearly audible. A plume of white smoke marked the falling away of the rocket's first stage. The launch initially had been expected to be shown live, but the government's cautious media management seems to have dictated that that would have been too risky. Provided the mission concludes successfully, though, the state media are likely to increase a surge of triumphant patriotism. It'll be a far cry from the legendary Ming Dynasty official hundreds of years ago, who's believed to have tried to propel himself into space using gunpowder rockets and a couple of kites with disastrous results. And many Chinese will feel their country has taken a proud step towards modernity.
Passage 15. The internet search group Google has been accused of breaching copyright rules on a massive scale through a plan to make the contents of university libraries easily available to anyone with an online connection. Last year, Google announced deals with five of the world's top universities, including Harvard and Oxford, to scan much of the contents of their libraries into the Internet. The idea was to make millions of important but previously inaccessible texts available to researchers everywhere with a few clicks of the mouse. The head of Oxford University's library service said the project could turn out to be almost as important as the invention of the printing press. But from the start, Google's plan met opposition. An organization wants clarification on 16 issues, claiming the book scanning scheme appears to involve systematic infringement of copyright on a massive scale. Other opposition has come from France, where there are fears that the Google project will enhance the dominance of the English language and Anglo-Saxon ways of thinking. France and several other European countries recently got EU backing for a rival book scanning project for works not in English. Supporters of the Google scheme say copyright is protected because many of the works being initially scanned in are old texts, not by living authors, and where copyright is an issue, only a list of the contents and a few sentences from the text will be available on the Internet.
Passage 16. The Museum of American Financial History helps people learn about the financial history of the United States. The museum opened in 1988 in the Standard Oil Building near Wall Street, the financial center of the country. About 35,000 people visit the museum each year. Half of them are school children. The museum shows the history of Wall Street and the American stock market. It also tells about famous American businessmen and women. The museum keeps records of the bad days in America's financial life as well as the good times. For example, there are brightly colored stock ownership documents from failed businesses. These certificates show ownership of one share of stock in companies including Enron, M-Clone Systems, and WorldCom. Investors in these companies once made lots of money. The certificates were highly valued. Now they are almost worthless except to collectors. The museum received many of these stock certificates from a company called Scripofily.com. Scripofily buys and sells collectible stock and bond certificates on the Internet. A popular museum exhibit shows the events of October 24, 1929, when the American stock market crashed, which caused many investors to lose all their money and started the Great Depression. Visitors at the museum can see the list of falling stock prices.